This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
And somebody else came on. Hi.
It's Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. And who else came on?
Luis Porco.
Hi, Louise. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. I want to say welcome, everybody, and thank you for taking time out of your life to learn about taking responsibility for your health. This is what these calls are all about. This is strictly education for your health, how to take responsibility, how to be empowered. What do we do to nourish our bodies back to health? That's what these calls are all about, and I welcome you. I have an agenda, so this is the way it's going to run this evening. I have some announcements that I'm going to share with you. And then I'm going to share what I learned from Linda Hammonds when I attended the Nature Sunshine Convention. And it's all about quality control. Linda Hammonds is the Vice President of Quality Control, Nature Sunshine. Then I'm going to share the results that we've recently received from our most recent TAFI grads. That's TAFI Team 44. And then I have a guest, Talia, and she will share some information with you. And then we'll open it up to questions and answers. So today is all about questions. So please prepare your questions. I am here to openly address them for you. And if you would be so kind to mute out, because I do hear some background noise. There it is again. Would you please be so kind to mute out? Because I do hear background noise. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So the announcements that I want to share with you is the fact number one, TAFI Team 46 is presently taking registrations. And so after this call this evening, if you would like to be, if you'd like to register for TAFI, please let me know. Then I'm going to, next thing I want to do is announce Cindy Clement's appearance. Nature Sunshine is sponsoring Cindy Clement. She is a master of nutrition, and this is a free of charge event. On Monday, November the 12th, she is in the Vancouver area at the Holiday Inn Express in Metrotown Burnaby. On Tuesday, November 13th, she is in the Edmonton area in St. Albert at the St. Albert Inn. On Wednesday, November the 14th, she is at in Red Deer, Alberta at the Holiday Inn. On Thursday, November the 15th, she is at the Ramada Inn in Kelowna. And on Friday, November the 16th, she is in Winnipeg, Manitoba at the Canad Inn's Fort Garry. All events start, and I'm telling everybody to come in at 6:30 for registration. And they are also Nature Sunshine provides a smoothie booth so that you can participate in the smoothies and register and just have chit chat with your friends. Please make an effort to attend these seminars. They are full of education. We are about education. We are about empowering you. So please bring other guests to attend. My last announcement is that there is no call next Monday, November the 12th. I will be in Vancouver at the Nature Sunshine event. We will resume our calls again on Monday, November the 19th. And so I want to start off by what I learned from Linda Hammonds, who is the Vice President of Quality Control Nature Sunshine. And I learned this at the most recent convention I attended in Montreal. Most of this are Linda's words. She started off by saying, Nature Sunshine is the herbal provider in the world, past, present, and future. Quality is the key building block on which Nature Sunshine was built. Quality in Nature Sunshine starts from the fields where the herbs are grown, to the seeds, down to the lab, to the customer's doorstep. Nothing is compromised when it comes to quality control with Nature Sunshine. She said Nature Sunshine has the most comprehensive quality control testing system in the entire world. She knows that because she has investigated it. No one has quality control testing system as Nature Sunshine does. Nature Sunshine tests to parts per trillion when it comes to the actives in every herbal product. Now, when I say actives, that means the active ingredient in the herb itself. Some of the people call it medicinal, that active medicinal ingredient. And so Nature Sunshine tests to parts per trillion when it comes to the actives in every herbal product that goes through its door. Quality testing ensures that the actives of each herbal product is present in its proper amounts. She said other companies test their products only once a year. Nature Sunshine tests every single lot every single time. They test for the correct species. They test for the correct genus. And this testing is done by certified botanists. For example, she said there were two types of valerian, Valerian officinalis and Indian valerian. One of these valerians has the correct actives in it and the other does not. Of course, it tastes the same, it smells the same, it looks the same, and there are no actives in the Indian valerian, which is the cheaper one. But the cheaper one, the Indian valerian, also has no beneficial effects. Nature Sunshine houses an HPTLC equipment that separates the actives to ensure they are all present in each lot that is tested. Many competitors test DNA, but she said, Linda said, DNA does not tell you the part of the plant that is being used, and it does not tell you the actives in the plant. So Nature Sunshine uses their HPTLC equipment along with DNA testing to test the part of the plant and the actives present in that plant. If the plant lot fails the tests, then it is returned to the supplier, who simply does what? Sells it to the competitor next door. And Linda said she has witnessed this many times over and over again. Nature Sunshine never buys the cheapest. She says this company buys the best. Many of the plants are wild crafted. And Linda personally knows the growers and exactly who harvests it and how it is harvested. She knows the soils, the seeds, the plants, and the conditions that the herbs grow in. She has found that many herbs are adulterated, or the wrong part of the plant is used, or the species are incorrect. Many companies do not test each lot as Nature Sunshine does. And she said over 85% of all brands on the market are not tested directly by the company who provides those brands. Nature Sunshine is always raising the bar on quality. In 2017, Nature Sunshine purchased a new HPTLC system, which cost $180,000. This system tests for colors of the actives. It tests for the intensity of the actives. So she gave us an example. She said, for instance, Cascara Sagrada, to be effective, must have 30 actives in it. And each one of those actives has a color band. And so in using the HPTLC system, they test for the color bands. If any of the color bands are missing, That product then is rejected. In 2017, she said Nature Sunshine rejected black walnut because it did not meet the quality standards that HPTLC equipment that was testing the color band said some of those color bands were missing. So it didn't meet the quality standards and it was rejected. Heavy metal testing is intense when it comes to Nature Sunshine. Their equipment can test in parts per trillion. She said it is like locating a tiny drop of water in 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's how meticulous their testing is for heavy metal particles in their plants. Nature Sunshine also tests for dirt, rocks, and for over 650 different pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. They test for yeast, molds, bacteria, and any kind of microbial contamination. Just recently, she said, the FDA discovered 300 fraudulent products on the market, and many of them were laced with drugs. Others were laced with synthetic steroids. Nature Sunshine Chinese herbs are thousands of years old, and Linda said they are the cleanest in the world. They are unique with optimal actives. They are all TCM, means traditional Chinese medicine standard, with also an ISO standard because they've been tested by Dr. Eric Brand, who is a leading expert in Chinese herbs. Nature Sunshine oils are sure source guarantee, pure, potent, and proven, which ensures the authenticity of the oils. She said nothing synthetic is added to those oils. And finally, she said, quality will always remain our pillar of strength. So I wanted to share that with you. I am so proud to be a part of Nature Sunshine product. I'm so proud to be able to be a part of this company that stresses meticulous quality. And then, of course, on top of that, we have the results to prove that our quality are absolutely superior. So recently, we had success stories that were shared from Taffy grads. And that happened just this past Saturday. So I wanted to share with you some of their results. So we had Shelley. Her body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 24 to 4. Her glandular score dropped from 7 to 1. Her circulatory dropped from 5 to 2. Her anxious feelings are gone. Her water retention is gone. She has no more dizziness. Dry hair is gone. Sugar cravings are gone. She said even the wrinkles have diminished and the joints are moving with ease, and she lost 7 pounds. Shobana. Her body system scores dropped from 61 to 31. The nerves dropped from 12 to 2. This is huge. Glandular dropped from 9 to 5. Structural dropped from 7 to 3. Her depression has lifted. Her mind is clear and focused. Her constipation is gone. Her low energy is gone. And her body temperature increased from 36 to 37.9. Her weight dropped from 72 to 61 kilograms. And Shobana is diagnosed with MS. So she's doing the program until she gets her health back. Then we have Talia. Talia is here with us this evening, and I'm going to call upon you just a little later. Talia's body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 34 to 21. Nerves, 7 to 4. Intestinal, 6 to 2. Glandular, 5 to 4. No more sugar cravings. She's more in tune with her body. Her abdominal upsets are gone. And she said LBS2 is the cherry on top. Her skin is tighter. She's more empowered. She now knows the root causes of diseases. so she's better able to help other people because she is a practitioner. Sandra, her body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 55 to 8. This is huge. Intestinal dropped 8 to 2. Nerves dropped 8 to 1. Glandular, 10 to 1. Her bowel problems are totally gone. She had huge problems with her bowels. Her bowels are now amazing, according to Sandra. Depression is gone, and now she is back at work after 8 months of being off work. And she said, Nature's Sunshine is the best. She has smoothies every day. She enjoys food now, and she has energy. Her cravings for sugar is gone. She now understands her body. The pain in her legs is gone. I was very cold, and that is gone. Her body temperature increased from 96.6 to 98.6. She says this, I'm so thankful to Taffy. It saved my life. Pauline. Body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 85 to 47. Urinary dropped 12 to 9. Glandulars, 12 to 5. Hepatic, 10 to 5. Structural, 10 to 5. Digestive, 10 to 4. This is the third time I am taking Taffy, says Parlene. I resolved a chronic hip pain with Taffy the first time I took it, and it was chronic. It had been chronic for 2 years. The urgent diarrhea is gone. The urgent urination is gone. The rash on the breast is gone. Anxiety is gone. Anger and irritation are gone. Sluggishness is gone. Mind is clear. Leg cramping is gone. Way more energy. Sugar cravings are gone, and she is now able to sleep uninterrupted for 6 hours. Taffy is amazing for me. And we have Jolene. She's on the call this evening as well. Body system scores dropped from 26 to 16. Circulation from 6 to 2. Glandular from 5 to 2. Hepatic, that's the liver, from 4 to 3. Her anxiety has dissipated. Her brain fog is gone, and the pain levels are down from a 10 to a 1. She said liquid methyl B12 and kelp helped my muscles relax. I now have warm hands and feet. I love what I have learned. Body temperature has increased from 35 to 36.5. The swelling in the feet are gone. I am in control of my body, and Jolene has been diagnosed with arthritis. And I just took some quotes out. Quote, I am a walking advertisement for Taffy. That's from Shabana. What we have been taught in the past is not right. And that's Shabana. From Sandra, you can't get this information anywhere else. I am extremely thankful. Anyone who struggles needs Taffy. There are strong points in each lesson. And from Pauline, I am grateful to your passion, commitment, knowledge to getting people healthy. This is invaluable education and a great opportunity to help others. The information is clear. Taffy is simple, repetitive, even though there is a lot to absorb. And from Jolene, each day is exciting, and I devoured the information. I am in control of my body. All cure starts from the head down and from the inside out. And from Talia, who's a practitioner, and she had this question. Where do I start with my clients? Taffy gave me the answers, and it's all science and referenced. It is so empowering that we can beat any disease. Donna is exciting, bubbly, lots of life in her voice, genuine, and she giggles. And that's from Talia. So here's my giggle just from you, Talia. I'm now going to call upon Talia so that she can share with you how she felt about Taffy, what she learned, just to give you an overview. Talia is 20 years old, and she's an active practitioner in the Calgary area. Go ahead, please, Talia.
Hi there. So I'm just going to talk about the TAFE program.
Talia, the words that you choose tonight is yours. So okay. you can talk about TAFE and anything else that you want to share with us in regards to health. We're accepting of it all.
Okay. Were you wanting me to share about the nurse? My experience with the nurse when I went to go get stitches?
Yes, and your experience with the nurse. Absolutely.
Okay. All righty. So I really loved the TAFE program, and I think Donna kind of wrapped it up really nicely and said how I feel about it already, because I already have previous schooling all about, like, I am a holistic, I practice holistic nutrition. And so now that I'm graduated, I can start seeing clients and helping them. And I felt like I had a big part of the picture, but not all of it. And so I knew how to help people, but I wasn't sure exactly in which direction to go. And I could tell them a whole bunch of things that they should be doing, but didn't know how to kind of compile it all into one easy program that they could follow. And as far as supplements, I knew of some, of course, but not all of them. And I'm really, really glad that I was able to learn a lot about Nature Sunshine, because I think, like she said, Donna said, it was a nice cherry on top, and it's easy for people to just get these supplements, to put everything in a smoothie, and to have that. And I'm so glad to know that so many people have been helped in their lives, even to add more years of their lives. And yeah, so I will definitely be using what I learned in my everyday life and to be able to help others. And I shared a story with my associate in the course with Donna, and I was saying that lots of times people in Western medicine just don't know about health in entirety, and don't know how to go to the root issues of the problem. And it's not necessarily that they're thinking that we're wrong in our thinking, but it's just because they haven't really been exposed to that. And I think it's really good of us if we are never kind of butting heads with them or putting anybody else down, but just that we take every opportunity that we can to help others grow and to help them learn. And there, for example, I cut my finger open with a can, and it was really, really deep, and I was bleeding a lot, and so I had to go to the hospital. And the doctor came in, and he was a nice guy, but as soon as I started talking to him about the schooling that I was doing and saying that my teachers were naturopaths, et cetera, he says, "Oh, well, you better watch out, because sometimes they can be real quacks." I just kind of like shook my head and I smiled and I'm like, okay, I'll be careful. So for him, I don't know, he was kind of an older gentleman. I think sometimes people are really just set in their ways. If you can try and help them open their minds, then that's awesome. But if not, there will always be another person who will listen to you. And so he told me that I should go, that the nurse would come in and give me a tetanus shot, and then he left the room. So the nurse came in and she was getting all the stuff ready to give me my shot, and then excuse me, the shot. Anyway, she was getting ready to give me the shot, and I asked, she didn't even ask me if it was okay. And I stopped her and I said, "So what is in this tetanus shot?" And she says, "Oh, I don't know. I was just told to give it to you." And I said, "Okay, well, do you know what the ingredients are? Can you bring me the ingredients list or something? Because lots of times there's heavy metal toxicity." And she says, "Really? I've never heard of that before." And so she went and she grabbed me the ingredients list, and I read it out to her. I read it with her, and we were sitting there together on the hospital bed, and we were reading through all the different ingredients, and I was telling her what different things were, and I said, look here, this is aluminum that's not supposed to be in our bodies, and this is actually a neurotoxin. And anyway, I was just, we're having this conversation. She's like, that's really cool. I never knew that before. So it's just really good to take off every opportunity that you can to help others expand their knowledge, because from that one person knowing something different, maybe they'll be able to help others. And then it's like a chain reaction that just keeps going on and on. So yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Talia.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you. Good job is right. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for taking a stand. And isn't this what we need to remember? You notice what Talia did. She asked the nurse for a list of ingredients. That list is always available. You can get it at the pharmacist. You can get it anywhere. You're lining up for a flu shot. Ask for the insert. It's called insert, which is the list of ingredients that is contained in that tetanus shot or in that flu shot. Ask for it. Read it. Become informed. Notice how we blindly accept it without becoming informed. So I just want to reiterate this. I have seen a man who came into my office who was diagnosed with cancer. It was prostate cancer. And he was doing well following the pop-up program. Until one day he came here and said that his PSA had jumped up to over 500, which is almost unheard of. And this is one thing I know. It's where is the poison coming from that's causing the problem? And very shortly in our conversation, he did exactly that. He had a cut, went to emergency. They gave him a tetanus shot. That's when his PSA climbed to over 500. I also know of people who have been diagnosed with MS that have had tetanus shots, that have had flu shots. We need to question the ingredients in the vaccination shots, all of them. All of them contain heavy metals like aluminum, timoroso, which is a mercury, and foreign ingredients that are non-nutritious. In other words, nutrition belongs in our body. If it's not nutrition, that's it. It does not belong in your body. So here's the simplicity of it all. If I were to place a plate of aluminum phosphates, mercury, formaldehyde, acetone, viruses grown in sick animal pus, and say to you, eat this, this will strengthen your immune system. You and I both know you would reject it. Yet, you freely put these same ingredients into your bloodstream. So be careful. Question those kind of things. So tonight I wanted to have a question and answer time. And so for the people that are present, please, I'm opening it up. And we want to ask all the questions that you have. You can ask questions of Talia, who's on the call. If you want to know more about Taffy, we're happy to answer that question as well. So the time is now open for your questions. So go ahead, please.
Donna, this is Talia. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what I've been learning over our time together with Taffy and with my own studies is that everything seems to come down to those four roots that we learned about. and like getting to the root of the problem instead of using Band-Aid type approaches. And so I've been learning that it doesn't really matter what kind of disease you have, that you just need to address those four roots and make sure that your toxicity is out, you're not feeding yourself poison anymore, and you give your body what it needs in order to be able to heal itself. But what I'm wondering, like, those diseases usually come from us doing it to ourselves through our diet and our lifestyle. But what about babies who are born with deformities, or babies who are born with, I don't know, some sort of disease already? Can we help that as well?
That might be a tough one, Talia, because they're okay. already born with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, and the reason they're born with deformities is because the mothers carrying the babies probably had a toxic overload and a nutritional deficiency. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, when it comes to they're already born with it, it may be difficult. I don't know of any babies that I've helped in my experience and, you know, my 35 years of experience. I really haven't worked with babies that have been born with deformities in that perspective. Okay. So I'm sorry. I think I can't answer that question. Okay.
That's all right. I think we could definitely support it, but I was just wondering if we might be able to reverse
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all right. Well, I guess we can maybe experiment with different things.
Right.
Because we're always learning and learning, right? So.
Right. And so here's what I want to say as well, when it comes to, because we're also taught that we are born with these genes, okay? We can be born with weak genes. Now, many of us are taught that we're born with genes that will give us a disease sometimes in our life, okay? So let's think about those genes. You're never born with a disease gene, never. But you were born with a gene that could be a weakened organ, a genetically weak heart, or a genetically weak liver, or genetically weak bowel. But you're not born with a gene that will give you bowel disease or a gene that will give you liver disease. Now, those genes are there, and they become active if we throw in toxic debris at those genes. That's when they become active and lead to a problem, a heart problem, a liver problem, a bowel problem. Or they become active when we are nutritionally not nourishing those particular organs and glands of the body. Otherwise, I would never even worry about those weak genes. If you feed them and you keep your body clean, they will never become active. Okay, thank you, Talia. Any other questions?
Hi, Donna.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Donna, it's Patty.
Oh, hi, Patty.
Yeah, recently, as you know, I work at a health food store. Recently, in the past 2 years, we've been getting a lot of clients that their young children are not sleeping through the night, or they're having a hard time falling asleep. What do you think is going on with this, and how can we help these children get to sleep?
Okay.
My grandson, who's 9.
Sorry, Patty, the last part is?
My grandson, who's 9, same thing. Sometimes he has a hard time going to sleep, or sometimes he wakes up and he can't get back to sleep. So they don't sleep enough, a lot of these young children.
Okay. So number one, I believe that there is a protein deficiency happening here. We have become so entrained to eat bread, grains, cereals for breakfast, and we forget that what we really need is protein. It's protein that feeds that parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. And it's fats that feed it. So things like super oil, which feeds the nervous system, is really critical here. And having protein for breakfast and protein for snacks rather than sugar snacks or bread snacks. The other thing I learned from Dr. Marilyn from when she was on our call is to detoxify the liver. She said for children, use Oregon grape. Oregon grape. That's Oregon grape extract from Nature Sunshine.
Okay.
So you see what we're doing. So we're feeding the nervous system with proteins and super oil.
Okay.
The super oil capsules are tiny. They're easy to swallow. Actually, and, you know, some of the kids chew them because they taste good. Okay?
Yeah.
And to detoxify with Oregon grape. Now, having said that, we have many protein powders on the market now. I mean, Nature Sunshine has many protein powders. And sometimes it's a matter of choice as to which one you would pick. But those are the three things I would do.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking that. Okay. Somebody else had a question. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'll try and throw one out there, Donna. Hi, it's Rob from Ontario.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Nice to hear your voice again, post-conference.
Thank you.
So I have a prospective client who has been diagnosed 6 months ago with Parkinson's. And I know in TAFI that we learned that when stem cells mutate with nerve cells, then the result is Parkinson's. And often you mentioned that one of the causes of that can be an ongoing regimen of statin drugs, often for high blood pressure. But in this case, this woman has never taken statin drugs. So I'm just wondering if you have any other potential ideas of where the Parkinson's might have originated from.
Oh, thank you for asking that. Yes. So, Rob, this is where you would ask her about flu shots. Now, I would be specific. Flu shots, shingles shot, pneumonia shot, tetanus shot, vaccination shots.
Okay, so
you need to find that out.
So you're thinking heavy metal. You're thinking heavy metal poisoning potential.
That's correct. Yep, that's one. Then you go to, because we're addressing the poisons that cause the inflammation in the body.
Okay.
That's one. Ask about root canals, mercury fillings, and any kind of problems with the teeth and gums, bleeding gums. Okay, so there's the next one. Next one, ask about microwaves.
Okay.
I want everyone here to understand that when you microwave your foods, you are destroying your food. Your food then becomes a dead food with no energy in it. And what we want to put into our bodies must have energy so that the stem cells can repair your organs. Stem cells need nutrient energy. Microwaving foods destroys that.
Right. Yep.
So we need to find out where the poisons are coming from that's causing the nervous irritation. Ask about chemicals that are used in the home or in the workplace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, so we need to find that out, because once you find that out, then you could give me a call because we can go one step further.
Okay.
Then you know which herbal combinations to use to clean that out.
Okay. Perfect.
So I'm just going to extend that, take it one step further. When the fungal yeast DNA or candida yeast fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. So what would we do with Parkinson's disease? Number one, we activate the lymphatic system to move the poisons out, and we use cat's claw combination. Somebody that has a serious problem like Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, cancer, we use it in high doses, about 12 a day. Number two, we eat the right foods. We eliminate all foods that would feed candida yeast. That's sugars, grains, legumes, starches, alcohol, sugary beverages, fruit juices, fruit. We eliminate them. We eat the right foods, which is meats, all meat products, vegetables, seeds. But having said that, we don't have enough nutrition from grocery store bought food. This is where we have a superfood smoothie, where we put Chinese mineral chi tonic, and I would do 2 ounces a day, 2 smoothies a day, and Collatrim Plus, which is a collagen powder from a bovine source, and it doesn't even have to be digested. This is like the membrane glue. The stem cells love it. And we put in flax lignans, which take out toxic xenoestrogens. And they get there because of candida yeast in our body. And in this case, I would also add Zambrosa, which is a powerful antioxidant beverage, and it tastes good. And I would do Green Zone. And we're dealing with nerves, so I would take a lot of super oil. That helps to repair the nerves. And then we moving into making sure the bowels are cleansing. This is where we can use LBS too. Make sure the kidneys are flushing. This is where we can do the one-day kidney flush. And I'm sure in the case of Parkinson's, a liver cleanse would be essential. And then there are certain herbal combinations that help to repair the nerves. And so we're looking at herbal combinations such as REX to repair the nerves. St. John's wort repairs the nerves. And doing an oral chelation program that will take out all the heavy metals with MC and heavy metal detox. I know this program sounds intensive, but this is what we need to do for a period of a year to overcome and to detoxify and to heal those nerves and get that blood moving, that oxygen moving to all those nerve cells that require the nutrient energy and the oxygen that's needed for oxidation process. So the stem cells can use that nutrient energy and create new nerve cells to repair that broken down nervous system. Does this help you, Rob?
Amazingly, yes. Thank you very much. I was thinking MC and heavy metal detox when you were talking about the vaccinations, but I appreciate the reminder of all the other things. And you pretty much listed everything that I take in my smoothie every day, too. So
that's right. Awesome. That's right. So, you know, the analogy I want to use here is your car breaks down. You tow it to the service station. The mechanic looks at it and he says, yep, you need a new battery, a new ignition, a new air filter and oil. And you say, I'll just take the air filter and forget about the battery, ignition, and oil because that's too expensive. I'll just take the air filter. Will your car run?
You got it on? Yeah, put it on.
The same applies to these disease conditions. You have to do the whole program, not just a part of it. The whole program is required. And it takes time for the stem cells. The stem cells are your little carpenters in your body. It takes time for them to repair those little cells and repair all the nerves in your body. Just as it takes time for a carpenter to build your house. If you're building a house, it will take that carpenter 6 months to a year to build your house for you. The little stem cell carpenters in your body also require 6 months to a year. And most people are looking for the magic bullet. Just give me one product so I can take to repair my body. That doesn't work. I hope we can understand the importance of that. That's why I bring in the analogy of the broken car. Okay, next question. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Donna, I would like to know, is Papa coming in soon?
Ah, good question. I understand that Papa should be here this week.
Oh, good.
And I will be in communication with everybody, so it should be here shortly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. For those people that don't know Papa, Papa has been studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for over 20 years. And he studied it specifically in lower animals in a lab, and those little animals were given cancer. And he found Papa to be very effective in getting rid of the cancer. So effective, he said, that Papa is 1,000,000 times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy, okay, which is a type of chemotherapy. This is a profound statement. Having said that, can we just use Papa if you have cancer? The answer is no. You got to fix that battery, the ignition, the air filter, the oil, the whole works. You got to do the whole program. Notice, little laboratory animals do not eat junk food. They don't have vaccinations put into their bloodstream. They haven't taken loads of antibiotics, steroid drugs, statin drugs, and so on. I hope you see the picture. When they are clean inside, you give them Papa, it works. But we as people have to do a whole lot more work to overcome that cancer or that Parkinson's disease or the MS or the diabetes or the malfunctioning heart, or whatever that may be. Thank you for asking that, Louise.
Okay,
next question.
Yeah, Dawn, I'm just wondering, you were talking about super oil. I take super omega-3. Is that okay to do that instead of super oil?
Yeah, super omega-3. Now, here's the difference. Super oil are tiny little capsules. Okay, so they're great for children or people who are having trouble swallowing because they're small capsules.
Oh, okay.
Super omega is a big, huge capsule. That's really the difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, super oil is also a blend of oils. And I know particularly when Diane, the lady that overcame multiple sclerosis, was on our call, she particularly liked super oil to heal her nerves.
Mm-hmm.
To heal her spine, the nerves that go up to the spine, because she said it was a blend of oils. And I think even at that time, because we're going back 30 years ago, we didn't have super omega. She used super oil, and she uses it till this day. But you're right. Super omega is just as good as super oil.
Okay. I got some mineral chai tonic, and they just brought it back in again. It looks different. It doesn't really taste the same. What did they change when they brought it back?
There's no change.
Well, then why did they take it off and bring it back?
Okay. Health Canada audited the the mineral chi tonic. So there was an auditing that took place. And one Health Canada agent noticed that water was in the non-medicinal category. She insisted that the water be put into the medicinal category. I'm talking about label. The label water was in the non-medicinal category. That agent said that water has to be put into the medicinal category. In a medicinal category, and so the entire label had to be changed. That's why mineral chi tonic was off the market for that length of time.
Okay, so none of the ingredients changed.
None of the ingredients have changed. The only thing that has changed is the label.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't make sense to me that my tax money is paying for a for a ridiculous thing like putting water from a non-medicinal label to a medicinal label. It just doesn't make sense. But
that's
just the way
rule.
It is. We got a Chinese mineral chi tonic back, and I'm grateful for that. It's an incredibly excellent product, and everybody in Nature Sunshine will tell you that.
Yeah. Another thing I find, too, yeah, another thing I find, too, is when you buy products and you throw them in the cupboard and you only take them here, there, and there, I did that for a few years, but now that I've been taking everything like I should be taking, my health has changed, like it just flipped right over. So I tell people that are buying products for me, if they're going to put them in the cupboard and they're only going to take them when they remember, they might as well throw their money in the garbage or the products, because it won't do it. It won't work.
Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
You know, the analogy of that broken car comes into play, doesn't it? Okay, it comes into play. It's like, oh, I'll just take this one, or I'll just take this one. No, it's a matter of doing the whole program. And I know, Donna, thank you for sharing your success story, because I remember how excited you were when you got the results that your creatinine levels dropped to normal range. And your kidney function improved dramatically, I think from, I don't remember now, 51 to 71 or something like that.
Something crazy, yeah.
It was amazing, and that was within 1 month of doing the entire program. So thank you for reinforcing that. It's really important.
Yeah.
Okay, other questions?
I have a question, Donna, about gum. Can you hear me? About gums.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if somebody has receding gums, is there a way that we can grow back the gums? Because anybody I talk to say you can't and you have to get grafting done. But is there a way to grow back the gums itself by taking super nutrients?
Exactly. Absolutely, Talia. Absolutely there
and
is, of course.
And tea tree oil.
With what, sir?
Okay.
And tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil?
Somebody said
yes.
Tea tree oil. It's more than tea tree oil. Your stem cells need all the nutrient energy to repair those gums. The little stem cells are responsible for repairing the gums. They cannot repair the gums unless you give it all the nutrient energy. And again, they come in colors. Red is Chinese mineral chi tonic. Yellow is flax lignans. White, collatrim plus. Blue is water, and this is where we can add some Zambrosa. Green is chlorophyll or green zone. This is critical to do this. So it's not just a matter of applying, like a tea tree oil is great, but you've got to give your stem cells the nutrient energy and stop putting the toxic debris into your body, which is creating the bleeding gums in the first place. Grains today are no longer a food.
So even if somebody, like the root of the tooth is showing because the gum has been degrading, it can grow back to the way it was before, or it can just help that gum be healthier and prevent more of that happening?
No, if this person addresses all the poisons that are causing the inflammation of the gums and puts nutrient energy back into the body, then the stem cells will create healthy cells to repair the gums, just like it can repair the liver or the bowel or the lungs or the heart.
Okay. Is there anything
we're
extra
not born with receding gums?
Right. Okay. So everything that you told me about the red, the yellow, all the different colors, that the base, it seems like it's the base for everything. And then lots of times there's extra things that you need to take on top of that too. Would there be any extra things to be supporting other than the tea tree oil for the gums?
Yeah.
Particularly?
Yeah. Rose hips. Lots of rose hips, because rose hips are high in vitamin C, A, and D. Okay? So I would do rose hips.
Okay.
And when I say lots of rose hips, I would probably do the same thing. I would take three times a day, or four, three times a day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, one more question.
Donna, I've heard that vitamin D no longer is working for our bodies. I've seen that on the internet, and I've seen it on TV, different shows, and read it in books, that it's just a waste of time to be taking vitamin D and K.
My doctor told me that too.
Okay. Sorry? Okay, here's what I want to say about, and this is where I'm specifically talking about vitamin D3, okay?
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to say about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's not working? Is because we are grain bread consumers. Grains have phytates in them. These are anti-nutrients scientifically documented to bind vitamin D out of our bodies. So we put vitamin D into our bodies and we eat these grains, and so nothing happens. Okay? So that's the simplicity of it.
I get it now. Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, vitamin D is also artificially produced. Nature Sunshine has vitamin D3, which comes from sheep's lanolin. It's a natural product, and Dr. Kim Ballas actually called it a hormone because it's so critical, the vitamin D3, in producing your good hormones. This is such a good question when you bring these things up so that we have a deeper understanding of the whys behind it.
But they also say that you cannot, the vitamin D doesn't work as good as if you buy vitamin D with K.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure about that one. I don't know if I can answer that one.
Okay, no problem. No.
But there is no vitamin K in the D3 that we're taking, okay? We don't even sell vitamin K. But having said that, I know it's naturally found in the chlorophyll.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's not vitamin K, but it's in chlorophyll.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Vitamin D is also good for your brain.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, if it's a hormone, it's good for your brain. It comes from fats. Okay? So thank you for sharing that. Okay, so having said that, this has been a very fruitful conversation. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for all the questions. Thank you, Talia, for being on the call this evening and for sharing what it is that you've experienced. And again, just to leave you with, there is no call next Monday, November the 12th. I will be in Vancouver attending the Cindy Clement event. And please, if you know people in Vancouver, they need to come to these events. They need to understand how to take control of their own health. No one can do it for them. If you happen to know people in the Kelowna area, we're in Nature Sunshine's in Kelowna November the 15th, which is a Thursday at the Ramada Inn. Please invite these people. This is a movement, an educational movement that no one else out there provides. I appreciate each and every one of you for attending the call this evening. Lots of love to you and your families. Goodbye, everybody.
Before you hang up, Donna.
Yes, go ahead.
Before you hang up, it's Jolene. Would I be able to get a transcribed? I have terrible time just listening to things. I need to be able to read it.